Got it?
Yeah.
All right, Rob, we on?
All right, we're on.
Yep, okay, good. See you, Rob. How you doing?
I'm good. It looks chilly in Rhode Island this morning.
It is. It is. It feels like four today, so we're taking advantage of our indoor facility. Not. All right.
Well, first of all, congratulations. 40-37 overtime win at Villanova. Just talk about the performance of your team and what that win means for your program.
I mean, it was a typical, CAA football game. You know, before I even get started, I want to, pay great tribute to Villanova and Mark's team. Owe them a little bit of an apology, and a sincere apology. There was some miscommunication at the end of the game in terms of handshakes and whether we were going to do them and that kind of thing. And some of my kids, acted, without the class of going a victory like that. We've had, and I just wanted to apologize to Villanova and Mark for that. So hopefully apology accepted. But I thought it was a great football game. I think both teams battled their tails off. When it comes down to a game like that, the thing that really came to fruition for us is, what we always preach, offense, defense, and special teams. So when you look at, we were down 10 with about, less than 6 minutes left in the game. And, we came into the final part of regulation. Our defense went 3 and out. We were able to use our timeouts, which we had in our pocket, to be able to come in and kick the tying field goal. And then we ended up with a, fortunate deal. We got a chance to play defense first. Our defense went out and really stepped up to the occasion. I think it was a minus 3 yards in the overtime period. Then our offense came and put it away. So it was, an incredible football game and one that we're incredibly fortunate to have won. But worked extremely hard for the opportunity, and 1-0 feels awful. It feels a lot better than 0-1. So we're looking forward to Albany.
First couple questions from Daniel Steenkamer. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Coach. Congratulations on the win again. Coach Gattuso spoke a couple minutes ago about how many close games in 2019 that you guys just weren't quite able to finish off. What were the keys you thought on Saturday to finishing off a close game this time around?
Like I said, just a minute ago, we were able to go 2 3-and-outs in a row at the end of a game, which is really what our games came down to in 2019, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about, the last time we played, because it seems like an entirely different squad, an entirely different feel to the whole deal. But, those games were heartbreaking. When you look at yesterday's game, Saturday's game versus Villanova, it was very reminiscent of our triple overtime loss to Delaware, where we had an opportunity to close it out on defense and got a flag on third and whatever, and ended up losing in the triple overtime. So, those kinds of wins are critically important. I think it helps you, establish, a path going forward. And as I was hoping as it would go, the ball bounced right for us this past year. We had an atrocious error in the last drive, and we were able to get on the ball, which could have turned the game the other way. So, crazy deal, but, Greg's exactly right. We had a tough go in 2019, closing things out. We were able to start this game this year off with a good victory.
You touched on some of those new faces, a couple transfers at skill positions that really made an immediate impact. What were your impressions of the first game action that you saw of those guys?
Well, I thought it was very obvious, with the performance of, and I'm sure you're pointing most both to Kasim and Kevin as much as anybody else. Kevin, I have a hard time even looking at as a transfer, because we really had him committed for 2 years before he made the egregious error of, going and testing the waters at UMass for whatever reason and came back to us. I kind of feel like he's always been ours, but Kasim's been a real blessing for us. He came in and filled we filled each other's, roles that we were looking for. He wanted a chance to get back and take the controls of a football program and came in to earn the spot. And we're thrilled. His performance was good, with the exception of a couple of really stupid things, particularly at the beginning of the second half. But, we can clean those things up, and I think we'll get better, better between last week and this week, and continue to get better each and every week, which is our goal.
Thank you very much, Coach.
You bet.
Next question to Will. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Jim, congrats on the win.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You touched on Kevin Brown a little bit. I know you guys were excited when you eventually finally got him in the fold. What were your expectations for him this year? And obviously, I'm sure you're excited to see him have a big game his debut.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give some really good credit to our offensive line. I mean, it's not a easy defense to go against, and I think our guys did a really good job, putting bodies on bodies and creating some holes. The big explosion run early in the game was thrilling to see. You know, he's met every expectation. He's a big back. He can run. He's got some vision, but he's a power dude, and he really gave us a big lift. But I think that when you watch all those guys, that position in and of itself is so improved. Even the returners, Lorenzo showed some wiggle in the game that I hadn't seen in a while. And, Justice Anson got out there, cracked a big one, had it called back because of a holding penalty. But, I think that great tribute to Mike Flanagan and how he's been coaching those guys. And, Kevin's a bright guy and got a lot of time with him going forward.
Thank you.
Next question from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Jim. UAlbany's defense gave up an uncharacteristic amount of points in big plays on Saturday. What are you expecting from them in a rebound performance on Saturday? Did you see some opportunities to make some with Brown and Hill? You see some opportunities to make some big plays on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, they're always traditionally been a very, very tough defense. And I know that's, Greg's background, and I know that, they'll be well prepared. Those linebackers are big, you're active up front, you got a decent secondary. I saw an unfortunate deal. I really hate these ejections. Two probably loses a half because of, the helmet-to-helmet thing it looked like. But, I think it's going to be another typical, Albany defense. They get out, they play really hard. They're very active up front, and it's going to be a very, very tough out. That's we're preparing right now, just trying to, get used to what they do and get ourselves lined up. They'll get their selves lined up, and we're sure it'll be a big battle, as it always is between us two.
Next question from Ian Steele. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, Jim, staying warm?
Yeah, right. Right. That's not happening. So go ahead.
Sorry.
My hand is frozen to the phone.
Get the gloves on, Coach.
Yeah, I know.
Just curious. Would you say that last week's win was the biggest in your tenure at Rhode Island and in the football program's history?
History, that's hard to say. For our tenure here, I mean, it's probably one of the most memorable.
We won an overtime game that we've been in a number of, and they've come out the other way. So I guess you have to. A lot of people are saying it's the biggest win in 10 years. I mean, it was a big win versus a CAA opponent that was ranked very highly in the country. So it was absolutely a big victory for us. But there's been some others that, that are, good memories, but this was a big one for sure. And then more than anything else, just to be able to come off of such a long delay, had the open week, had the Bryant game canceled, and then bang, we got a chance to come out 1-0. So we're just thrilled about that. It hasn't happened much for us. So on to the next one is what our message is.
And to follow up, a lot of talk about Brown. He's the CAA Player of the Week, your running back. Just what's he like as a teammate, and what's he like on the practice field as well?
He's what you saw on Saturday is what you get on the practice field. And as a teammate, he's a great kid. I mean, like I said, we've known him since he was a sophomore in high school. He's an Everett Mass guy. He's right up the road. Coach Flanagan has had a great relationship with him for a long period of time. It's funny. I saw him in the locker room afterwards, and he brought up our last recruiting meeting before he flipped on us and went to UMass and said, man, I really made a bad mistake, a bad decision at that point in time. So he's a great teammate. He's part of our squad. And that's been a real good tribute for, all of the transfers to come into the program. We've really, become a very strong unit in a very short period. Well, you shouldn't say a short period of time. We obviously had all fall, and all the training camp to get used to each other. So we're a football team and looking forward to playing our next game.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Next question, Jim, from Brendan McAir. Go ahead, Brendan.
Jim, congrats on the win. Just one Saturday, the third quarter going into the fourth. Obviously, it was a tough third, but how proud are you to see the group grow up like they did, you know, especially after last year when you lost so many tough games at the end?
You know, I mean, it's always hard to compare one season to another. Now, I mean, last weekend was, outstanding. You could not have started the third quarter off in a worse fashion, or a better fashion if you're Villanova. But, our kids steadied and didn't flinch really much, and we continued to hang in there. You know, those things, if you compare this year to last, I think that's a different kind of ball game. I mean, the ones we lost in 2019, were within the last minute of the game, which are things that were just, leave your head scratching, and ones that'll be burnt into my memory forever. But this was really good to see, like I said at the beginning of the call, is that when you look at the final series of regulation and the overtime period, you really saw a combination of offense, defense, and special teams, which every one of us on this call preaches on a week-to-week basis. And we were able to play off of one another and come up with a W. So it was a great bus ride home for sure. And I am very pleased that, watch those kids be able to come up with a tough one, because not getting that one in the pocket would have been a different environment right here today.
Appreciate it. Stay warm.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, thanks for taking time with us, and get back to practice and get warm.